A company wants to build a deep underground coal mine in Allegheny County. The proposed mine would span over 950 acres in Forward Township, and coal would be dug out of a seam more than 700 feet below the surface. The majority of the land where Coronado Global Resources wants to build is currently zoned for conservation or residential use, a major roadblock for the Australian company. The Allegheny Front's Reed Fraser is here with more. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
First, can you say a little bit about the type of mine we're talking about here and the coal that would be produced there?
Sure. So this would be metallurgical coal, which is the kind that's used in steelmaking, not the kind that you use to burn to create electricity. And it would be a very big mine as these things go, about 2 million tons a year, according to the company. That would make it one of the biggest mines in the state. The company says it will sell the coal to, you know, basically steelmakers either in the U.S. or abroad. Interestingly, this mine is just a few miles from the Clairton Coke Works, one of the biggest buyers of this kind of coal in the country. But when I asked if that was one of the destinations for the coal there, the company wouldn't say.
Coronado has asked for a variance to reclassify the land they want to build on to industrial, which would require approval from the Board of Supervisors. There was a public hearing about that on Wednesday. Who was there and what happened?
Well, it was a planning commission hearing, and about 300 people showed up, which is a lot for a township like this, and about 20 people spoke, all of them against the coal mine. And the planning commission voted to turn down the coal company. So the issue's, you know, not over. It's likely to move on to other venues, but there looked like there was some serious opposition to this mine from the people in the township.
What do critics of the proposed mine have to say about why they oppose it?
Well, they're worried about things like mine subsidence, which is a big problem in Pennsylvania in some areas, air and water pollution, loss of values to their homes. The way it was put to me is people don't want to look at a coal mine in their township. I think that just about sums it up.
But Forward Township isn't a stranger to industry, right?
Yeah. I mean, recently there's been a lot of fracking there. There's a number of natural gas wells that have been built over the last decade or so and other infrastructure. It's in Allegheny County, but it's kind of rural. And this property in particular used to be a coal mine many years ago, owned by Consol. And it was closed decades ago before modern mining reclamation rules came into being in the 1970s. According to the company, it's on the federal list of abandoned mine lands. Now, the company is arguing that since it wasn't reclaimed, you know, according to modern standards, one of the benefits of putting a coal mine there is that it would, you know, properly regrade the things like mine high walls and other sort of scars on the land. I mean, basically, a forest has grown over this old mine. You can see it actually on Google Earth if you look at it. So it wasn't ever properly dealt with, but the mining company says one way to deal with it is to, you know, reopen a mine and regrade it according to modern regulations.
We're hearing a lot about the push to move away from fossil fuels. What's the market for metallurgical coal, especially in light of the pandemic? Why would Coronado want to move forward with this mine?
The steel industry has evolved over the last few decades to move away from solely relying on coal to create steel. There's basically two ways to make steel now. One involves electricity and one involves coal. The electrical arc furnace, which is the electric version of it, more and more companies are using that to make steel. But there's still certain kinds of steel that require this kind of process where you need coal and coke. And the kind of steelmaking that's still done in Pittsburgh largely requires coal. U.S. Steel has a whole facility, a couple facilities up and down the river nearby where you use this kind of coal to make steel. There's another way to make steel involving hydrogen, and that could be much cleaner and require no coal. But that's still largely in experimental stages. It's not really been commercialized, as they say, yet widely. But, you know, in the next few years, we could be seeing more of that, especially in Europe. But right now, it seems like, according to this company, there's still a market for metallurgical coal.
So what's next for the company and the township?
The company could appeal this planning commission decision to the township's board of supervisors, and later on, you know, if the township turns them down, they could take the township to court and try to get the zoning overturned. The company's also applied for appropriate permits from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. That could take years to get properly permitted for things like coal refuse and erosion control and things like that. And the earliest that the mine could open is 2025 or 2026, although the company said they haven't even decided if they would still want to go forward with it yet.
Okay. Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier covers energy news. And you can find all of our energy reporting at AlleghenyFront.org/energy. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.